The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We'll continue to put in place additional measures as they make sense in order to assure that we don't see a continuing spread of this disease. It emphasizes the degree to which we have to remain vigilant when it comes to dealing with these kinds of acts of senseless violence or terrorism.
How about that? We talk about Ebola and what happened in Canada in the same sentence. Practically, it's the president, as he was giving a little bit of a briefing. At first, he talked about what's going on with Ebola, and that is big news, and that's where we start this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? Doing a little bit better in the state of Texas with the good news that Amber Vinson, the second nurse who got Ebola, has no Ebola in her blood right now. The first nurse, Nina Pham, is doing okay, but is not completely clear yet officially. Very, very good news. Now, the blowback on the hospital I've been telling you about, Texas Health Presbyterian, or Texas Presbyterian Health, they're in the last couple of weeks, since the Ebola crisis happened and Tom Duncan and all the reports of him being sent away with a handful of antibiotics, since that happened, they are down 25%. Down in the surgery area, down in people going to see the doctors. They're really in trouble because of how people are viewing the hospital. Ever since September 25th, when Duncan went into the ER with fever and was interviewed by a nurse who wrote down that he came from Africa but didn't specify which nation, and we know the rest of the story. He was let go. 4 hours later, he came to the hospital a few days later and became the first person to die from Ebola. Speaking of that, because there's so many other things that we could talk about with Ebola, terrible news on the day in Canada, Ottawa, which is their seat of democracy, I'll call it, was shattered by gunfire when a man who converted to Islam and apparently had his passport taken away and was interested in going overseas decided that he was going to shoot first and ask questions later. He never asked questions because he was taken out. He was very near the Canadian Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, and he killed an innocent soldier, Corporal Nathan Cirillo, who was just there standing guard at a war memorial when he was shot in the back. A lot of people ran to try and help him. But it was too late. There was nothing that they could do. So now the questions remain. What was the deal? Why did he do that? The big question, what was that about? That from him they cannot glean it, but maybe from things that they can find at his place, which they're going through right now. And a really rough day for the people in Canada. Certainly expecting in the morning hours in a very quiet part of a town, in a town where they don't see that very often. Who knew that Michael Zihoff Babu was lying in wait? And here was a guy, when they look at his background, he worked as a miner, a laborer at certain points in his life. His mother works in immigration and the Immigration and Refugee Board. His father is a Quebec business person. And by all accounts, he had a decent upbringing. But but he had a criminal record. He had had problems with drugs. He was charged with drug possession in Quebec in 2004. He pled guilty. He was sentenced to 60 days in jail. Then there were other things. He was charged with robbery and threatening people and all that kind of stuff. And some people now are saying that they found his behavior odd, that he was asked to stop attending prayers at the mosque because the elders in the mosque found his behavior too erotic and strange. And he at one point said the devil was after him and he was asking about supernatural spirits. And they're saying, the word from Canada, actually, is they're saying that he was mentally ill. They think that he may have been mentally ill. They also said he spoke of wanting to go to the Middle East to study, and he kept saying that a lot, that he wanted to go to the Middle East. And they're trying to figure out if he had any kind of direct link to terrorism. And at this point, they're not ruling it out, but they don't know for sure. They confiscated his passport after the learning of the plans to go overseas. And in our country, in the U.S., we're tracing back his travel to the U.S. and interviewing people who he came in contact with. And there were places that he visited at least four times in 2013. But they don't think he's involved with any extremists in the United States. They just want to rule it out. They say he was radicalized and he killed, just crazy stuff. He killed that soldier, which was so sad. And there was nothing that anybody could have done to stop it. It happened and it was too late. And they went on lockdown as fast as they could. But it was too late for the corporal. So now we have that familiar thing where we try to piece together what could be going through his mind. Coming up on America Tonight in this hour, don't forget we have Nail the Score. So that means in our final segment, you get a chance to win fabulous prizes from America Tonight plus bragging rights. What will be the game of the week? Who knows? Who knows? There's some pretty interesting games on the board. Also, we're going to have a conversation with Tom Samadi, who is all about the science of change and talking about environments, like what do you do with this whole Ebola crisis? How do you change the environment, for example, at the hospital where they're losing patients and surgeries and people are concerned? They're concerned about their jobs. They're concerned about the hospital's image. And we bounce back to sports and have our weekly conversation with Brandon Lang, who talks more in depth about the games, and he's riding a big, big high because he did so well last week. Once again, Monday night seems to be his night, so that means Tuesday's a good morning for Brandon Lang. Every time I see Matthew McConaughey in those car commercials, I think, oh, that's Brandon Lang. And he really looks like Brandon Lang in that new Detroit car commercial, Lincoln commercial. He looks just like him, and he played him in the movie, too, for the money. I know I've told that story before. But Brandon Lang is a longtime handicapper. So for what it's worth, for sure, he's coming up, too. And then we have Nail the Score. So sit back, relax, and check out the offerings for this hour on ATN. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
things, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Tom Simoti is in our virtual green room. Perfect timing to have a chat with Tom because we had a lot of changes that have come down actually in the last couple of weeks. But today, the Ebola czar officially started. Tom is the author of The Science of Change, Basics Behind Why Change Succeeds and Fails. He's also the founder of the Change Science Institute. And the whole gig there for them is they educate organizations on how to execute critical change. Tom, where were you when this whole Ebola thing broke out? They should have called you.
Yeah, I'd like to think I would be on the top of their call list, but I think the science of change can really add another dimension to the whole process and improve the likelihood of success.
Let's talk about what happened at the hospital, because to me, you know, now you've got, and I should say our network studio is in Minneapolis. Our satellite studio where I am is in Dallas, Texas. I am 10 miles away from that hospital, Texas Presbyterian. And every day they're trotting someone out before the microphones to tell the community how much they love them and they're here for them and all that kind of stuff, because I think they're worried about blowback, because a lot of people panicked and didn't want to go to that hospital anymore. Even those that were seeing doctors there canceled appointments and whatnot. And part of the problem, you know what happened, missing Tom Duncan the first time around, misdiagnosing him, sending him home with a handful of antibiotics. Then the hazmat stuff piled up to the ceiling. Of course, the two nurses with Ebola. So now you're in this situation. What do you do to quickly make that change and win back people?
Well, I think the confidence is going to have to be won over time. What they really did is fall prey to a belief system regarding change that's just inaccurate and outdated. And you might say, well, what does change have to do with Ebola? But basically, we're changing from a situation of not having to handle Ebola to having to handle Ebola. And any change, what change science tells us, for example, is that every change requires a process. And that's what you're seeing is the failure in these processes. And, but, you know, they're coming at it from traditional thoughts and beliefs as to how to handle change. And, you know, and you're seeing some of the issues there versus, you know, our proposal relative to more of a scientific approach, or at least understand the underlying science of behind the change.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, yeah, here's the thing. It's like they get the new guidelines, and then you say to yourself, why would anyone think that these new guidelines would work better than the old guidelines? You have, how do you get people to buy into that?
Well, you have actually two different aspects of that from a change science perspective. The first is that in order to make improvements, you have to have additional knowledge. So I think the good news is that they've recognized it and are at least willing to step up and modify the guidelines based on the newer information. The other aspect, though, is why did they run at the issues in the first place? And in change science, there's one of the main principles is called environmental override. And it's a very basic principle, but it's the heart of all change. And that basically states that in order for every process that you try to execute has a set of given requirements, okay? And in order for that process to be successful in any given environment, for example, the hospital in Texas, then the conditions in that environment have to support every one of those requirements. If they don't, that process will fail. And we kind of live in this world where we've been indoctrinated with the thought that if I have a proven process, then it should succeed in any environment. And that's not the case. And we're also kind of indoctrinated in the belief that, well, if that process does fail and it's a proven process, then you must have done something wrong. And I don't know if you recall, you probably do being so close to the situation, how kind of the initial reaction was, well, the nurse must have done something wrong for her to contract it. Now,
yeah,
that may have been the case, but it could have been that the conditions didn't exist to begin with. So scientifically, there's an underlying principle that, you know, kind of can predict whether you're going to have an issue or not issue.
What's the underlying principle? What's science?
It's the environmental override. It's that everything has to match up. So, for example, if they have a guideline that says you need a hazmat suit, all right, and the hospital doesn't have a hazmat suit, guess what? That process isn't going to work. It doesn't matter whether it's proven elsewhere or not. It's just not going to work. So, but we go into this thinking like, oh, wow, you know, here's this guideline. It's just going to automatically work because it's proven. Well, guess what? That's not always the case, and that's exactly what you saw with the Ebola.
Oh, absolutely. You saw that in a lot of different levels, too. So it's interesting, and when we look at it, and you talk about, you know, the Change Science Institute talks about being dedicated to the recognition and advancement of change as a science. Why is that? Why do you say that's so critical? What do people listening in all the nooks and crannies have to understand about that?
Yeah, what I've found is I've studied this for 30 years. And what gives me kind of a different perspective from a lot of people out there who have done a lot of change initiatives in their life, you know, change experts, is the fact is, as I've been executing change in the trenches, I've been doing it also from an analytical perspective. Why does a change succeed and why does a change fail? And more importantly, why does it fail, even though everybody tells you it should succeed? So, you know, what I've come to find out is that actually all change from the microscopic level all the way up to, you know, relationships to the galaxy in the world, any change you have actually follows the exact same set of rules and principles. And because all change follows the same set of rules and principles, you can therefore create a science. It is in fact a science. And sometimes what I like to tell people then is, given that change can be defined as a science, you would never think of sending a person to the moon without leveraging off of physics. You just wouldn't even think about it. And here, now we have a science of change, so why would you think of trying to execute critical change without using the science behind the change.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things you also talk about, it's interesting, is because when there's movement, when a company shrinks or when it grows or when it goes global, whatever it might be, there's always massive gossip and anxiety. So how do you get rid of that anxiety when there's change? Because that has to be a big problem for, I think, a lot of organizations, and including this hospital we're talking about. You can tell there's massive anxiety about what's going to happen to jobs, what if people don't show up anymore, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I actually have a whole section in the book on anxiety and change and, you know, what creates anxiety. And, you know, I point out that anxiety is usually created by either the significance of the situation, your ability to control it, and the difficulty. And it's actually a human response. So anxiety in and by itself isn't necessarily bad. What it's telling you is, hey, you know, I have a concern relative. And you can actually use that anxiety to help, for example, as a manager or as an individual. There are opportunities to actually use that anxiety to say, okay, am I missing something here? Why are my employees, why do they have anxiety? Now, in this case here, there's so many dynamics obviously going on at once. You know, our ability to necessarily leverage off the anxiety is going to be difficult. But to your point, we still have to address it. And, you know, there has to be a comfort level. Again, within change science, what I would recommend, I think, is go back to the science. So change science says, hey, do a disconnect analysis. Take a look at the specific requirements of this new process. And then look at the conditions within your environment. And this goes for any hospital out there that's concerned that they may have to address Ebola, okay? And any differences between the requirements and the conditions that exist is a disconnect. So the hospital and the people have two choices at that point in time. They can either correct the conditions, therefore the process will work fine, or they have to recognize that that process is going to fail, and they have to find another process. So, you know, that's, I think, how you address the that's one way to potentially address the anxiety is that, you know, the hospital administration says, okay, let's look at this thing scientifically. What are the requirements of this new process? And look at everybody. We have all the conditions in our environment that now support that process. Therefore, that process should work.
Yeah.
And that hopefully would reduce the anxiety.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Tom Simoti, great stuff. The Science of Change. Check it out, ChangeScienceInstitute.com. Tom, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Another week of football, thank goodness. But hey, I just got to tell you, precious time is running out. We're halfway through the season. Thursday night action, the Chargers and the Broncos kick things off. And you can hear him in our virtual green room, Brandon Lang, chomping at the bit to jump on the air. Brandon, how the heck are you?
Langer the banger on a heater. Five straight winning weeks and counting. Another Monday night winner with the Steelers, 6-1 on Monday night, 4 in a row. Man, Tate, when you're winning like this, it doesn't get much better than that. For your listeners right now, I've added two more handicappers to my website, the great Al DeMarco, Steve-O, Budin, CEO, he's on my website now. So if your listeners had taken advantage of the one-day all-free access pass, it's now over $1,000 value. Let's just say you took advantage of it on Sunday.
Yeah.
All my handicaps, including Steve O'Neill, collectively 10-3 on my website, which you would have got for free. So if you want to wait till Saturday, if you want to wait till Sunday, it's over $1,000. I got new videos up. Al and I do a handicapping show. We break down three games, just film that today in Philadelphia. A lot of great stuff going on the weekend. So, again, $1,000. Top of my webpage, BrandonLang.com. Click on the one-day all-free access pass and be a winner this week, and everybody's on fire. But more importantly, the banger going for 6 straight winning week.
You got to love that. Are you just loving life when Monday comes, rolls out like that, and you wake up Tuesday?
Yeah, it because I've always preached consistently for years that there's nobody better on Monday night. I had a run. You do this over 20 years, you're going to have great runs and bad runs, and it just comes with the territory. But I had a year where I hit 14 straight to close a year and 3 straight to open up the next year, 17 in a row. So next week's game, Dallas, Washington, I don't know what I'm going to do with that because every time I use Dallas, Tony Romo implodes. I've not touched Dallas since they buried me against the Niners to open the season. And what do? They go 6-1 out of the box. So it just goes to show you that Niners pick wasn't a bad pick. It was just bad Tony Romo. So Monday night will be here when it gets here. But we got a lot of great games to talk about, darling.
Boy, no kidding. Well, tell me the game that you really like the best. I mean, what are you just salivating over right now?
Right now, there's not a game that jumps out to me. Like on your show last week, I said the Colts. I said I couldn't see the Bengals. I gave that to your listeners, and that ended up being my big play on the website on Sunday. And right now, a game like that doesn't jump out at me yet. Now again, it's still early in the week. We tape this on Wednesday, and I still got some digging to do. There's some things I like. I do like the Chargers tomorrow night plus 7.5. They just play so well against Denver and so well in that stadium. They covered 8 straight at Denver. So I think you're getting great value with San Diego, especially off the loss against Kansas City going on the road. I know it's a short week, but they were in the same situation last year on a Thursday night, went in there and won the game outright. So I think 7.5 is a great number for San Diego. But right now, nothing I love. There's some things I like that we'll get into, but think the Chargers are the right side tomorrow night.
All right, that's great advice. Chargers, great advice. All right, so you mentioned the Bengals. The Bengals hosting the Ravens. Of course, the Ravens are 5-2. The Bengals 3-2. What happens here? Just Baltimore's only given up 1 point, -1, baby, and the over-under is 46.
Yeah, that line actually is now moved. Cincinnati's laying 1.5, I think, unless you're reading that wrong or I'm reading that wrong. You got -1 right now?
Yeah.
That line has moved. That line has moved today. Wow. I would still lay it with the Ravens. I think when you're the Indianapolis Colts and you played Cincinnati last week and the Bengals were held without a first down in the first half, you got problems. And A.J. Green banged up. Even if he plays, he's not 100%. This team's heading down the opposite way in a one-way street. And when you look at the NFL and you get into week 8 and you really see how teams are going, you look for teams to progress. You look for teams to get better. You don't look in week 8 for teams to be getting worse. There's something wrong in Cincinnati right now for them to go into their bye week and to implode on the level that they've imploded the last 3 weeks. And I just think Baltimore's in the go zone with how well they're playing right now. I think Baltimore's right side of the game. I'll keep going against Cincinnati.
Here's a game that's just kind of a weird game, and somebody wanted me to ask you about this. The Jags, I mean, we saw, woohoo, a win, 1-6. Dolphins are taking them on the road, so to speak. Miami's given up 6. The over-under is 43.5. Do you touch a game like this?
Well, what you saw last week with Jacksonville, even though they're winless, they still competed. They still played hard. There was no quit. So you're asking the Dolphins to go back-to-back on the road. Big win over Chicago, and now go on the road again. I believe that they have San Diego rolling into Miami next week. So take this game seriously. I know it's an in-state kind of rival, but for my dollar for dollar, I do think that the right side of the game is the home dog with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Because one thing we've seen with Coach Bradley, Jacksonville competes, and there's no let down, no lay down. I'd look for the Jags plus the point.
All right, here's another game that would be popular with the listeners, the people listening to us in Ohio, the Midwest, a lot of Brownie fans. The Browns are hosting the Raiders, and as you know, the Raiders are winless, and so this is a home game for the Browns. It's a big number. It's, 7. Cleveland's given up 7. The over-under is 43.5. Do you like anything about this game?
If you can beat the Pittsburgh Steelers by double digits in your house, you can beat the Oakland Raiders by double digits as well. And I know that sounds funny. It's like I said last week on another radio show.
when they asked me about Cleveland-Jacksonville. And I said, the odd thing about that is when's the last time Cleveland was a road favorite at more than a field goal against anybody? And I said, it's not a game I love. It's not a game I would touch. But when you start asking teams to go on the road and cover numbers, they've not been asked to cover in years. It just doesn't happen. And consequently, Cleveland loses outright. Now they're back home. More manageable number at -7. I just think that Oakland's got some serious problems. They came down to earth last week at home. And I think if we're going to play this game, you got to play Cleveland.
All right, so Cleveland. The other game that a lot of people were asking me about, and I think this is really tough. I know you're going to say the same thing. The Cardinals are hosting the Eagles, and of course it's like 2.5, the over-under 48.5. Would you play this game?
You know, it's funny. My first initial lean was on Arizona. And then I started to research the game, and I got back on to Philadelphia. I do think that both teams are going to score. I don't think Philadelphia is going to be able to run the football, so Foles is going to have to throw it to beat them. I think Arizona is going to have some success against the defense of Philadelphia. So I'm going to leave the side alone because I think if you're going to play Arizona, play the 2.5, you're going to play Philly, buy the half up to +3. I think it's a field goal game. It's kind of like Kansas City and San Diego was last week. I'd probably leave the side alone. But I would play the over. I think both teams are going to have some success offensively.
All right, so both teams there. Yeah, interesting. I think that's going to be a crazy game for sure. And then you've got the Sunday night game, which some of these Sunday night games have been pretty good. But the Packers are taking on the Saints in New Orleans. The line was even the last I checked, and the over-under is 56.5. The Packers are smoking. Do you take the Packers in this?
It's funny. Certain things come to an end in life. And prior to their game against Tampa Bay, the New Orleans Saints were 18-0 straight up, 17-0-1 against the number, their last 18 home games with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. And that was where they had to come back and beat Tampa and go into overtime and win the game by 6, never coming close to cover the 11.5. That run is over. And, yes, they're still 19-0, their last 19 straight up at home in a near pick'em game. But as we saw, I don't know if you can go against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers right now. I just don't think you can do it. I think indoors, way they're playing, I think the Saints have issues throughout their football team, and I think their run's over and Sean Payton's run's over, and it's been great. They got a Super Bowl championship. But I think as hot as the Packers are right now, you either play Green Bay or stay away.
Yeah. And I got to ask you this one last quick one because somebody wanted me to ask you this. It was, this game, the Lions and the Falcons. The Falcons, of course, playing host. Detroit's given up 4, the over-under 47 points.
It's funny. As bad as Atlanta is, and I think they're going into that same kind of tailspin that they went into last week. This is do or die, playing for their life. And much like Detroit last week, it's all predicated on if Calvin Johnson plays. So before you pull the trigger on this game, if Calvin Johnson plays, I believe you got to lay it. I believe you got to lay this number and sit back and relax. If he doesn't play, as we saw last week against the Saints, Detroit was laying 1.5 and 1 by 1 and didn't cover. I think Matt Ryan's in trouble. I think the defensive line of Detroit is going to maul him with the banged-up offensive line of Atlanta. I think either play Detroit or stay away. Also, I would look towards the under in this ball game because I just don't think Detroit, with the number one defense in the NFL and as banged up as Atlanta's offensive line is, that they're going to be able to protect Matty Ice. And I think they're in for a long night.
All right, I love it. Brandon Lang. Go to BrandonLang.com. He is the master. Thanks as always.
Well, listen, when you're going for 6 straight winning weeks, life is pretty darn good. And, we'll get back at it this weekend. So let's rock and roll, baby.
I love it. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, Kate.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Once again, each and every week we do this for fun, folks. We have another edition of You Guessed It, Nail the Score.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, you've waited all week long, and now it's finally true. It's finally upon us. Yes, once again, we are doing that football thing. As Marge in Illinois said, Kate, I'm going to keep my eyes open. I swear I'm going to call you before the end of the season. So, Marge, you know I like that name. Marge, if you're listening, it is your chance to call in. I'm going to throw out the phone lines because we're going to go to the game in a second once we get the computer up and running. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. 52-83. On that note, Nathan has worked very hard. He gave up a lot of sleep so he could get this computer unpacked and ready in the plush studios of GCN at the mothership. They have a new computer, so let it rip. I should have known. Philadelphia at Arizona. Imagine that. Yes, indeed. I am a Philadelphia Eagles fan. We hardly ever get a chance to do the Eagles, but I'm excited nonetheless that it's Philly. We are in week 8. Do you believe it? So, Philadelphia and a very tough Cardinal team. I mean, this is a hard game to pick without a doubt. You know, I look at my Philadelphia Eagles and I see LeSean McCoy. He's got 422 yards, 116 carries, and a touchdown. I look at Nick Foles. He has over 1,700 yards, 10 touchdowns. And then I look at their record. Ooh, 5-1. The Cardinals, however, are 5-1, 3-0 at home. The line is Arizona giving up 2.5. The over-under is 48.5. I'm going to say the Philadelphia Eagles win this, and the final score is 38-27. 38-27 Eagles is my score. By the way, LeSean McCoy had this to say about running and being on the move.
I'm about 7.5 yards deep, so I can see everything happening. I'm the farthest guy from the game. You know, I'm all the way in the back. So if a guy maybe has a leverage on a block or a guy is getting beat, I can see it. I can adjust to it. You know, and what makes me good, I can jump in and out of holes.
All right, that's why he is good, when he can jump in and out of holes. There's no question about it. So you want to weigh in, you got to do it quickly. You know, this is it. Just this segment here on America Tonight. So 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or, because I know some people have to do this, you can send me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, but you got to get it in right away. Or if you are right now viewing me and I have on my Chinati hat from Marfa, Texas, and my Philadelphia Phillies coat, you're looking at the right place at americatonight.net. You can weigh in there, too, but it has to be until the top of the hour. So go, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or americatonight.net, and you're picking a final score and a team that is going to win. Who you think's going to win? It doesn't matter if you don't know football. Philadelphia or Arizona? Philadelphia or Arizona? And of course, my computer's just crashed, so Nathan's going to have to help me with the callers. If we get some callers in before americatonight.net, I know that we're going to have people weigh in there. So, again, have at it. Nathan, you also get a chance to guess on this. What do you say?
I'm going to go with the Cards. I'm going to go 28-24 Cards.
28-24 Cards. You know, that's not a bad guess, because I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah.
It's on the road for the Eagles, so tougher on the road. Oh, we got some people. I actually have the computer up and running. Okay, all right, so let's go and take some calls. You got to hurry and make it. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Pete is listening to us from the Ebola State, Texas. Hey, Pete.
Where the hell have you been? I've been looking all over for you.
You're here. We're here. What do you mean looking all over me? I've been here every night.
All right. The Cardinals are fixing to just tear Philadelphia up. Did you hear me?
I did. So what's the score, Smarty?
Oh, poor old Philly. They're going to get tore up 35-19.
35-19. I love it. Pete, you may be right. I mean, the Cardinals are tough. It's on the road. You could be right, my friend. 35-19. You better go get that hazmat suit out.
Yep, hunker in the bunker, baby.
That's right. I'm doing the same thing. Thanks, Peter. That was good. All right, Jack has weighed in down under. He says Arizona 28 and the Eagles 21, so he's very close to Nathan's score, but it's not Nathan's score. We got one here from the Pearlmeister. I kind of like that nickname. That's intriguing. Does that mean this guy's a diver and he gets pearls? I don't know. Pearlmeister says, Kate, what are you smoking? Dope. It's all about the Cardinals. The Cardinals are going to win this, and the final score is going to be 38-21. 38-21. All right. Grim de la Grim. Hey, go ahead, Grim. You get to weigh in. You get to do a guess, and you get, you know, 1 minute to tell us about Ebola.
I'm telling you that I think Philly's going to win it. But my score is a little bit different than yours. I agree with the 28, but I think they're going to get 13 on the board, the Cards.
28-13.
Yeah, and I think this just as a PSA for everybody out there, if they'll go to a medical store and get them some latex gloves, and buy them some bleach, and also liquid iodine, because that doctor you had in on their talk show said that it's a sporadic, so you need some kind of soap to dissolve the spore so the bleach will kill it. And you get you some Ziploc bags, and you get you a quart sprayer, and you mix about a quarter of a cup of bleach and about a third of a cup of the iodine solution in the sprayer. In the Ziploc bags, you have three of them on you all times. Two of them misted with that and one that doesn't have anything. That way, when you go grocery shopping or anything else, you got latex gloves and you use the solution ones, the Ziploc bags, to remove the gloves so you don't get anything. And you can take the open, the dry bag, to have them put your money back in so when you get home, you can spray it and wash it.
Wow. Seems like a lot of work, but that would be very safe, Grim. That is actually some excellent instructions. Thank you for sharing that with us. I hope Nathan took notes so that he can tell me later from what I forgot. But actually, that he was right, some of what he said there, because you have to think of all aspects of the money, et cetera. All right, don't worry. If you got your guesses in, I know a lot of people were hitting me up on AmericaTonight.net. I will check it. I promise you, you will be locked and loaded. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.